From the Crate, thanks to your friendly neighbourhood record store, Southbound Records.
Morena Troy, how are you?
I'm great, how are you?
I'm very good, thank you. I'm excited about the vinyl you've brought us in this morning.
Oh yes, but we're not going to get to that one over there just yet.
Ooh, we have to wait in suspense.
Yes, okay, let's start with something now. A couple of years ago, on Record Store Day, there was a 5x7-inch box set entitled Nigeria Soul Power 70.
That sounds very cool.
And I snapped that up straight away.
I'm sure you did.
But now Soul Jazz have put it out as a double LP with a bunch of extra tracks on it. So it's really cool. And what's wrong, Tess?
Nothing's wrong. I'm very excited.
Oh, cool. Here it is.
Did I look upset by your selections?
Yeah.
Oh, no, not at all.
Now, who we're hearing now is the great Geraldo Pino.
This is already awesome, I've decided. This cover is mint. Afro-funk, Afro-rock, Afro-disco, Nigeria Soul Power 70. It's all in orange, yellow and blue. It's got some big stars all over it. And some fantastic photos of what looks like a very good gig on the front.
Oh yeah.
Make them happy. Feed the people. Make them happy. Same brother now. Power to the people.
Power to the people.
Right on.
Power to the people, mama.
Power to the people.
So this track is called Power to the People.
Yeah, now Geraldo Pino in the 60s became quite a fan of, remember we were talking about that Congolese rumba the other
week? Yes, I do.
So his name was originally Gerald Pine, but to make it sound a bit more Latin with a bit of zing, he changed his name to Geraldo and discovered James Brown.
Awesome.
As you can kind of hear
you
in this.
You can, yeah.
Now,
to my brother, my papa.
Yeah, yeah.
So that would have been like cool enough. But it was so cool that Fela Kuti, who at the time was a high life player, yep, played high life jazz, heard Geraldo and went, oh, I've got to step my game up. Hence we have Afrobeat.
That's awesome. What a cool legacy to have. You made Fela Kuti change his game.
So Geraldo, he's the guitar player and the vocalist on this. But check out this keys player.
Oh my god, this is so cool.
To the people, more power. To my friends, more power. To the brothers, more power. To my friends, more power. To the people, more power. To my brother, more power. Funky drummer, calm down.
Oh. There we go. Bit of funky drummer, little nod there.
Funky bass, join him.
Yeah, there's Johnny.
That is the funky bass. And a funky drummer. This is great,
yeah.
Troy.
All right, guitar, come down.
So is that him?
That's it, yeah.
Okay, nice.
Ooh, Kwame.
I think it's impossible not to grin listening to this. This is awesome. Who else is on this compilation, Troy?
We've got there's a band called The Wings, who were originally the...
McCartney, I'm assuming.
No, this is before then. They were called the Biafran Air Force.
Oh, wow.
Prior to being The Wings. To be honest, I only heard of most of these, in fact, all of these, when that 7-inch box came out.
Right, okay.
Who else is on there? Sonny Okosons, Chief Professor Collington Ayinla. He's pretty cool.
That's a great name.
Colomarch, who weren't
on
the box.
Is he Chief Professor?
Yes.
I like that.
MFB. Actually, I'd heard of MFB before. Tony Gray and the Ozimba Messengers are here. Don Bruce and the Angels. This is some great stuff.
Make them happy.
So what era are we talking again here?
What we're hearing now is early 1970s.
Right.
Basically, the era covered by this, it's from about 68 to 74.
Okay.
Power to the people, brother.
Power to the people.
Power to the people, mama.
And this record...
Power
He was so confident about his songs, this was only the B-side.
Oh, wow. This would make a great chase scene in a movie soundtrack, don't you reckon? Zooming around in like some flash cars.
I guess so, yeah. Oh, that guy on the keys.
Awesome.
So this is another excellent release from Soul Jazz Records. 2LP, or it's on CD as well.
They can really do no wrong, can't they?
Thus far, I would say not really.
No.
Thoughts, Tess?
Yeah, it's great.
So is this one on the shelves already, or
no,
is it coming
out? No, this one
out?
Comes out tomorrow everywhere.
Ooh.
I mean, worldwide.
Yeah.
But yeah, it'll be on our shelves tomorrow.
Very exciting. Race down there.
I'll be there first.
Yeah. You probably will be. That was awesome. Geraldo Pino with Power to the People. What's the name of that record again?
It's Nigeria Soul Power 70, new 2LP from Soul Jazz Records.
Very cool. Now, what do you want to do next? Do you want to go from here or on the records?
Go and grab that that record, which is queued up. And now this is another reissue. This is from Far Out Recordings. So you know already it's Brazilian.
Cool.
Ding!
Yeah.
This here is a great, great underrated artist whose name was Anna Mazzotti.
This has got a very good cover. It's almost like a Cher album cover, you know what I mean? She's got the same kind of enthusiasm, the glamour, and the tassels as well. It's quite a Cher vibe.
Well, if I showed you her previous album cover, which this album is a reworking of.
Oh, gorgeous. So what can you tell us about Anna? What's her background?
In the 60s, she, along with a bunch of her friends, were one of the early adopters of like a British-style pop, and they had a Beatles cover group.
Oh,
and then
cool.
She went on to be in a like quite a heavy psychedelic group called, I think they were called Devolvement.
What a name.
But in 1974, she decided to do her first album, and she hooked up with Azimuth.
Oh, wow, you brought us up a few months ago now, probably.
I did.
Yeah.
So what we have here is this. Anna wrote this record, although she co-wrote a couple with Jose Roberto Betrami from Azimuth. He arranged the album. The other two other guys from Azimuth play on it. And that was in 1974. When it 3 years later, it came to 77, she took the tapes back into the studio and they added stuff. She redid some of the vocals. They added some horn arrangements on stuff. They got rid of a Roberta Flack cover replaced it with another one of her compositions. But now we've got both of these albums re-released and they're both worth getting.
I was going to say, her voice definitely sounds like it could suit a nice Roberta Flack cover.
Yeah, so she only made one more record, which was a live album in the early 80s, and she... No, keep that going. She died of cancer in her 30s.
Oh, this is nice. Bit of strings coming in there.
Yeah.
That's so sad, though. That's...
Yeah, but at least her legacy is this. If you check this out, this is a stadium in Brazil. Concert.
That's
there
packed.
She is. But check her out.
This is a really beautiful little gem of an album, isn't it?
It is. Now, there's some more sort of 70s type samba stuff on here. There's some kind of jazz fusion-y stuff. The kind of stuff you imagine that the guys from Azimuth would be contributing to. But it's totally her record. You know, it's it couldn't be an Azimuth record.
No.
The writing is quite singular. Her performances, as you can hear, are great. She plays the keys as well on it.
Oh, does she? Yeah. That's awesome. There's some photo on the back is quite awesome. She's sort of on like a catwalk sort of a stage in a big stadium. There's lots of people in the bleachers, but then on the ground level, everybody's sitting at like tables, little round tables. But there's hundreds of them. It's packed. I wonder what that was. It's got like a posters in the background. It looks like maybe it was some...
I'd say they were just the sponsors for maybe. Whatever that show was.
Yeah.
But look at her. She's just by herself out the front.
Yeah. If you can imagine, like, an Adele concert, that's, like, maybe the 70s equivalent or something like that. That's what it looks like. This is gorgeous. I'm really enjoying this.
Right. So the track we heard, this is a different one. The track we heard was called So, which I think, for my Portuguese, my limited understanding, I think it means me. So, me. Yeah.
Just me. And what was that one we just listened to then? Because that was also a lovely little... piece.
You can tell us.
That was M. Oh, here we go. Here's this is mean. You always make me say words. M. Acalanto? Acalanto? How's the C said in Portuguese? Is it a hard or a soft sound?
It's a hard.
It's a hard. Acalanto, maybe? That's my best guess at this time of the morning. This was gorgeous. Remind us of the name again.
This one, what we heard here was the self-titled 77 album from Ana Mazzotti and her first album from 74. Both of them are released now from Far Out Recordings.
Fantastic.
Totally cool, right?
You can come and pick them up at Southbound, or are they out tomorrow?
No, they're out now.
Fantastic.
Oh, look, it comes with a download card.
Oh, we always like multiple platforms. What is this one we've got here?
Hit it, let's see. Okay, now we're changing to the 21st century, in fact, to 2019. This is the fourth album from a group from Los Angeles called the Alalas.
Very sort of surfy vibes.
Oh, yeah.
This track's called Holding Pattern. This is a cool cover too. You've brought us lots of good covers this morning. Looks a bit like an old postcard.
Wait till you see the back.
And a massive horse. So the track list is Holding Pattern, Keeping Dry, In the Air, Something in Another Language, Prazer Emte Corrente, maybe? Roku Ono. Star, Royal Blues, Electricity, Light Yearly, Polar Onion.
Yeah.
That's a good name. On Our Way, Houston, and Pleasure. Is this a Mexican Summer?
It is a Mexican Summer release. I think they've done all their albums on Mexican Summer. This one, the title of it is Lahs, L-A-H-S, which is apparently... people get their name, that's a common misspelling, L-A-H-S.
Right.
Where it's Lars, like la 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 la.
La la la, yeah. I guess it's probably because there's an H at the end of Allah, so they go.
I guess so.
Allah, la. Same sound, maybe. The Allah, Lars. It's quite a mouthful. This is nice though, this is very good summary. Entry into summer sort of a vibe.
Dig the backwards guitar?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. So this group, like I said, they're from Los Angeles. Most of their, well, in fact, I think all their previous albums have been pretty much about Los Angeles. They've said with this one it isn't. That it's like postcards from other places.
Okay, cool.
They all the four members of the band sing different songs, much like the Monkees.
Nice.
And the one you said was in another language.
Is it not?
It is in another language.
Oh, yes. Good, good. Just check it. I thought it was going to be like, what have I missed? No. What is the other language?
Let me have a look. I think it's Spanish. No, it's Portuguese again.
So that's why I was struggling. I don't know whether I'm going to have to Google some Portuguese pronunciations. You bring us in quite a bit of Portuguese stuff, which is great.
That's because we listen to and sell quite a lot of Brazilian records these days.
It's because they're great.
Yeah, well.
But they're hard to pronounce if you've got no Portuguese. If anybody out there speaks Portuguese, I would love pointers.
Actually, me too.
So would Troy.
So this record here, what do you reckon the vibe is? What, 60s, Laurel Canyon?
Yeah, definitely. I think what I like about it is that I've listened to their earlier stuff, and now knowing that this is not about LA, this makes more sense for the kind of style that they've been working with. And now this, it's not really a departure, but it is a definite like tonal change, I think.
Well, particularly from that first record, which was like quite sort of harsh, garagey sounding.
Yeah, totally.
It?
Yeah. Especially if you think about who else is on the Mexican Summer label. This is nice, yeah.
Oh, I didn't tell you, I didn't open this one for you, but this one here is the Indie Store only orange vinyl that matches
nice.
The cover.
Ooh. Nice kind of tangerine-y orange.
Yeah.
Oh, that's lovely. Well, remind us of the three again, Troy.
Well, that one that we just heard, some West Coast vibes. That's Ala Lars with their new album, Lars. Right before that was Anna Mazzotti. That was from her self-titled album, that and its predecessor, of which the self-titled album is a revisiting.
Awesome.
Both of those out on Far Out. And we started off with Geraldo Pino. Now, that's from the new Soul Jazz comp, a double LP called Nigeria Soul Power 70.
Fantastic. Someone just texted in to say that they reckon that's the Birds, actually, that we were just listening to there. It definitely sounds a bit like the Birds. Hey, thank you, Troy. Brilliant,
thank you.
As per usual. Very much enjoyed the Nigerian Soul Jazz one. That was mint as well. We'll see you next week.
You will indeed.
From the Crate, thanks to Southbound Records, 132 Simon Street.